may be seated. Pray with me. O God, let the meditations of my soul be always acceptable in thy sight, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. As I said, this passage is densely packed with sermon ideas, and I think in your time, whether you remember them or not, you have probably heard half a dozen different sermons on half a dozen different parts of this story. Because you can start with, there was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and feasted sumptuously every day. And that contrast between the rich man and the poor man ridden with sores at his gate. Another sermon comes with the dogs who come and lick at his sores, the dogs so frequently a sign of lowliness and humiliation. But here, no, the dogs licking his sores are providing him comfort with the healing properties of dogs' saliva, at least as passed down the wisdom of our fathers and mothers. Another sermon comes with a poor man who died and was carried away by angels to be with Abraham. What does it mean to be with Abraham? And a long sermon series on the rich man being tormented in Hades and how that fits in with both Jewish and Christian notions of the afterlife. Yet again, we have, remember in your lifetime you received good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things, because we have no idea whether Lazarus had joy or evil in his heart. All we know is that he suffered evil things. And yet another one. There's a great chasm in this afterlife between you who have lived richly in your life and he who suffered evils in his life. All of these are different sermons, but as the preacher says, I'm going to talk about is. Because what I want to talk about is, he said, then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment. Abraham replied, they have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them. He said, no, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. And as we know, that could never happen. Come on, we're in a Christian church. Not even a laugh. That could never happen. Come on. Okay, there we go. We are Christians. We are not Unitarians here. So we have here this element of warning. We have this element of celebration. We have the reminder that, yes, we have people suffering in front of us. We have before us every day the reminder of what it means to be a Christian, of what it means to live our lives as if we were filled with hope and bringing that hope to other people. And this is one of the things that is being said here. If you cannot listen to Moses and look at this person covered with sores at your gates, what good will it be if someone rises from the dead, as indeed we are talking here about Jesus, saying, no, it does not matter how explicit we make this message. If you are looking at things and not seeing, if you are hearing and not listening, then you're never going to get it. And that's why we come here to be in community together, to be reminded every week what it is we are doing here and in our lives. Because, and Beth always makes fun of me for using this line over and over again from Billy Graham, I like to say, as he did, I've only got the one sermon, I just preach it over and over again. And if you've been paying attention at all this summer, you will know that I could not have asked for a better closing passage than this one. This one that says, look around you and be reminded. It is great. I promise I did not read ahead in the lectionary that requires too much forethought for me to have accomplished it. I wish I had, because last week with Pete here, this was the sermon he had too. He said, you never know when it is that you will not be able to go and see the Sistine Chapel again. You never know when it will be that will be the last opportunity you have to do this thing that you love. And also, you never know when it's happening, when you see the work of God in front of you. But if you open your eyes, if you put yourself in a different state of mind, if you listen to the scriptures, if you read the Ten Commandments, if you have do unto others, then maybe you will be able to see God working in your life and God working in the lives of all of those around you. Because what Jesus here is saying is, we always think, now we may not, we as a thinking congregation may not, but so many times we say, if only there was a sign. And to go back to my favorite source of sort of modern allegories, allusions, and stories to mind, the West Wing, there is that great episode where President Bartlet is contemplating commuting the sentence of a person condemned to die. And so we have in that show, in that episode, first his counselor, Toby Ziegler, goes to the synagogue to talk about this matter with his rabbi, and someone is singing a requiem, reminding him of death, and reminding him there are always ways out. And then we have that polling consultant played by Marley Matlin, Joey Lucas, who is also asked in an informal way what she thinks, and she replies, I'm a Quaker. And finally, the president is asking his priest, Carl Malden, what a great character for a priest that is, what a great actor for a priest that is. And Carl Malden tells him, you know, I don't believe in killing people. And President Bartlet says, why couldn't I have a sign? And so Malden tells him a little anecdote and in the end says, Jed, you asked for a sign and God sent you a rabbi, a Quaker, and a priest. What more do you want? And the genesis of that is clearly in this passage, because what we are saying here is the story never changes. The story of Moses is not different. The story of the prophets is not different. You can look in Amos. You can look in Micah. You can look in Isaiah. You can even look in Jeremiah and see all of these words that say, follow the Ten Commandments, do unto others. It's not that hard. But in our lives, when we're worried by so many things that press down on us, in material life, so many things, the worries about money, the worries about how much time we have left to live in our lives, how we can fit everything in, all of the need we see around us and how to differentiate and prioritize, we get away from that and we forget that it's all there. All the lessons are there, and it's not another sign that we need to understand how it is to live closer to God. It's not another sign that we need. It's more practice. That's all we need. Listen to Moses. Listen to the prophets. Listen to Jesus. Think about what that means every week. And this, my friends, is why you should come to church every week. That's what we do here. We talk about practice. What does it mean, each of these different books of the Bible, each of these different lectionary passages? What does it look like in practice? What does it look like when it's applied to the world around us? What does it look like here in community with one another? So if I have anything to leave you with after my 3 months here, it is this. Come here every week. Be reminded of all these writings throughout history that say the same thing. Over and over and over again. The reason Billy Graham preached that sermon over and over and over again is that he never ran out of people who needed to hear it. And you may not recognize when you need to hear that sermon when you wake up in the morning. You may not recognize that this is the morning, something you hear in church, something you hear talking to one of the other people in the pews, something you hear and see on the way home will be what you need that day. You never know, but if you come every week, you'll find it. It may not be this week, it may not be next week, but there will be a day you woke up not knowing you needed church and being there and understanding it all and saying, this is what I've been missing. Every week there is a sermon. Every week there is scripture. Every week there are those long-lasting prayers that we've been singing for hundreds of years. And they speak to someone differently every week. But if you listen to Jesus here, you understand, I don't need a new sign. I just need practice implementing the old ones. Amen.